story that just came out over the weekend. Sheriff's Association here in North Dakota not very happy with Department of Homeland Security or Department of Kristi Noem, claiming that we have seven counties here in North Dakota that are sanctuary counties. What do you say to that?
Well, I was pretty disappointed by that, too, and we immediately started asking questions of DHS, the White House. They've since pulled that report off of their website. We asked, you know, what on earth were the criteria for that? Because, first of all, not cooperating with ICE and the Border Patrol and federal law is not allowed in North Dakota. Nope. We have very strict laws that prevent that. And we also know that those sheriffs, I've met with them personally, they are thrilled with the president's election results. They're thrilled to have somebody who's serious about order at the border and enforcing those laws. And I've met with several sheriffs across the state who are very grateful that when they call Border Patrol today, when they have issues with illegal aliens that they catch, that they get a response. And so I think it was just really a flawed study and analysis, and I'm looking forward to answers from them in terms of what the criteria were and so we can better evaluate how that would have ever, you know, been the conclusion of that analysis.
Yeah, I was pretty shocked when I saw that. I'm like, wait a minute, I know a lot of these sheriffs in our law enforcement in North Dakota, and yeah, they're 100, you know, 100% excited with this current administration, because now work can be done, hands aren't tied. And when, you know, when that came out, I'm like, you got to be kidding me. This has got to be a mistake. Well, hopefully we'll figure out what happened, and the Department of Homeland Security will give us a retraction and say, hey, look, now North Dakota, that's not what goes on in North Dakota. They're 100% on board.
Absolutely. And I'm really curious, like, what were the criteria that would have flagged? And are there things that we, you know, small changes that we can be making to improve things or make some additional investments in our, you know, in our counties and our law enforcement to help them better respond to those issues? Maybe there are some things we can learn and improve on, but we know that their commitment is there 100% and that they are on board with the goals of processing illegals appropriately according to the law.